brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sue, we just had Congressman Ron Paul on with us live for 30 minutes. I want to open the phones up in the next segment ahead of Pastor Anderson, who has now defeated the feds in court. They're trying to prosecute him for demanding his constitutional rights at an illegal checkpoint. So we're going to be talking to him briefly coming up in about 30 minutes, and I'll continue with calls into the third hour. I've got a bunch of health news I want to get into. The government lies to the American people about the safety of Gulf seafood. More and more scientists are coming out who've been out in the Gulf. They say there are fissures more than 25 miles away. They've capped the oil well, but it's already blown out deep underground in those fissures. There's a big cover-up there. I know you already know about that, but there's been new chapters in that. We'll also get into some other key reports dealing with new study. 85% of Big Pharma's new drugs are lemons and pose health risks to users. So the corruption is just intensifying, where the system doesn't care how corrupt they are. They're already out in the open as tyrants. They think their police state and their control of the courts to a certain extent is going to protect them. We'll be discussing that. Also, you're welcome to call in with your views on the Ground Zero Mosque. I think that once most New Yorkers got really upset about it and said, we don't want it there, that if I was a Muslim and if I was planning to build it there, I might move it. But it is two blocks, big New York blocks away. So I see both sides. But I'm a property rights guy and a First Amendment guy, 110%. And so if we take their right to have that mosque there, I will lose my right. And this is going to set a very bad precedent. It looks like they're going to end up somehow defeating this mosque. And it's just a giant political diversion to reinvoke the clash of civilizations. Look, I love my Western culture. I'm a Christian. And I believe people should be Christians, but I'm not going to make them. But I know that we don't need to have wars with the Muslims, and that it's a very diverse group of people. And this whole thing is being used. And so you've got Republicans, many of them, wanting to censor and control people's First Amendment with this mosque and violate the property rights. And the Democrats, some of them are saying they're for it. But then on the other hand, you've got Nancy Pelosi, and we've got this clip coming up, saying we need to investigate. We need to find out who's behind this mosque protest. Well, it's the American people. That's just like when they said people were protesting Democratic Congress people at town halls who were for government-run health care. The polls show over 70%, and it's growing as they learn more, are against the government health care plan. That's not run by some special interest. Are there special interests that were involved against it? Yes. No, we're allowed in this country to have our views. People out there are allowed to have their view against that mosque. They're allowed to have a view for the mosque. But it doesn't matter if 51% say no to the mosque. We're a republic, not a democracy. In a democracy, we could say 51% say no Christian churches allowed. There'd be no Christian churches allowed. 51% say only mosque allowed, only mosque allowed, or vice versa, or vis-a-vis, any configuration you want. In a democracy, you can elect Adolf Hitler, and he can say Jews are not allowed to live here. They're going to camps. In a republic, the minority as well as the majority right is protected. And Muslim cultures do not have a good track record of being democratic or constitutional. They do have a good track record of being authoritarian. I also don't like Muslim groups coming into the country and trying to tell people what we can do with our First Amendment. I don't like stirring people up. I wouldn't draw a picture of Muhammad with his turban as a bomb. But you know what? Muslims don't need to come into this country and threaten people and threaten to kill them if they do that. You understand? So I don't like people making fun of Muhammad because it stirs people up, and I like to respect people's religion. But you know what? I got to support their right to do it. This is America. And I don't particularly like that mosque there because it's being used for propaganda purposes, but it's their First Amendment right. We'll be back with your calls. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Had Ron Paul on during the last hour. We're going to be taking your phone calls. There's a lot of issues here, but it mainly deals with the First Amendment, the right of religion, the press, the people, speech, expression, and property rights, also sacred in this country. So if they're able to stop that mosque from being built two blocks away from Ground Zero, all of us are going to suffer. Now, I think when the public started getting angry about it, that if I was a Muslim and it was my mosque, I would probably try to move it somewhere, understanding what a propaganda coup this is going to be against Muslims. But they are pigheadedly going ahead with it. And I'm starting to think it's staged as a perfect propaganda coup at a subconscious level with territorialism to invoke 9/11 again and to basically hype this up as a pretext for a clash of civilizations with Pakistan and Iran and Syria. And this is now the biggest story in the country. I haven't talked much about it in the last month, seeing it as a distraction. I've given you my view on it. I concur with Ron Paul's view on this. I mean, do we have property rights? Do we have religious rights in this country, or don't we? And I'm consistent on this. I have come out and defended the Muhammad with a bomb on his head cartoons. I think it's distasteful. I think it stirs people up. It was designed to stir people up. And we've since had threats in the U.S. with other editorials making fun of Muhammad. I wouldn't do that. But you've got to support somebody's right to do it. You've got to support their right to build that mosque. You've got to support their right, people that don't like Islam, to make fun of it, or we're not America anymore. I was on Man Cow this morning, and they had a supporter of the mosque on, not a Muslim, some establishment so-called liberal, far from a liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. This guy was no liberal. And he was telling me, well, you ought to be arrested, you and Rush Limbaugh and anybody else that thinks Obama was really an Indonesian citizen and his real name is Barry Sitaro. And this is Cass Sunstein at the White House's view. You disagree with man-made global warming, he says, they should look at fining you or even arresting you. Well, whatever you believe about global warming, isn't it your right to say what your view is? I mean, this is so fundamental. This is so incredibly simple. But now Nancy Pelosi, who claims all the Tea Parties are fake, the Republicans have tried to take it over, but they've been unsuccessful to a certain extent. She's now saying she wants to investigate. We're going to play a clip of it from radio yesterday. She wants to investigate who's behind this. Who's behind it? Well, the media's hyped it, and the citizenry is angry about it. Okay? And the fact that Obama has come out in support of this, and it's now hitting him even worse in the poll numbers, it's very painful for me because I don't like to agree with Obama on anything. But quite frankly, this is a guy who's trampled on property rights and trampled on freedom with government-run health care and trampled on it with his carbon taxes. And he, quite frankly, to a certain extent, is right about this mosque situation. But Pelosi is wrong saying investigate anybody who is against this. It's their First Amendment right. These people are a bunch of thugs. Let's play that clip.
And I join those who have called for looking into how is this opposition to the mosque being funded? How is this being ginned up that here we are talking about Treasure Island, something we've been working on for decades, something of great interest to our community as we go forward to an election about the future of our country. And two of the first three questions are about a zoning issue in New York City.
That was KCBS 740 AM. So, you know, we need to investigate. We need to look at people that are ginning this up. And that's what the diversities are at the FCC's called for. That's what eight plus of the czars are talking about, government-appointed committees that decide in your city what can be on the air. And then they file complaints, and then you can't criticize things because it might stir people up. The whole system wants to censor, because once they're able to censor one group, they can censor everybody. It's so simple. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. This is Daniel from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, sir. I'm very nervous here. I'm calling about the amount of oil flowing into the Gulf from the oil spill. I've been a plumbing designer for almost 40 years, and there's formulas used for plumbing design that are based on the American Society of Plumbing Engineer data books. There's four books that come out. And the first book has an equation 1-8. It's for flow at outlet. The flow at the outlet in GPM equals 20 times the inside diameter of the outlet squared in inches, times the square root of the flow.
No, I understand. So you know the math. I mean, what's your point?
Yes, sir. What that works out to is that very conservative, like 5,000 PSI and a 5-inch wellhead outlet, that well was flowing 2 million gallons per hour. Now, that could have been abiotic oil, and it could have been 20,000 to 70,000 PSI. They could have had a 7-inch wellhead on that. The reports I've heard of, I don't know for sure. I just took conservative figures for it and figured it out. And the flow.
I mean, the bottom line is they've been lying to us from the beginning, and now Obama says core exit is good for you, and there's no health problems. And they say the oil flow has stopped, and 70% of the oil's cleaned up, and that's a complete lie. They sprayed 40 plus million gallons conservatively of dispersant on it that sent it underwater so it wouldn't float. And they are involved in a huge cover-up of what's really happening, and there's fissures all over the Gulf. That's been confirmed by every major university down there that's gone out there and researched it. It is still ongoing, and they're just telling the public that the problem is solved.
That's correct. In 40 days, that would have flowed 2 billion gallons at 2 million gallons per hour. I mean, 2 billion gallons is what the reserve of that should have been.
Well, they actually, BP estimates that the well is still 98% full and that there's 2 billion in it. But nobody really knows, and I appreciate your call. Very interesting points, Daniel. Zach in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air, Zach.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to give you my two cents from up in Toronto anyway on what I thought of the mosque near Ground Zero. And that is basically, we're not even sure if it was Muslims that did this crime, so I don't understand. It seems, like you said, to a setup to me where they're just sort of trying to bait an issue, whereas if it was, you know, a synagogue or a church, there'd be no problem whatsoever, and we're still not even sure if the people who perpetrated these crimes, we don't know what religion they're from.
Well, this particular group is the smallest sect of Islam. 80% roughly are, of course, the original Saudi Arabian based, and then about 19% are Shiite. And that's based in and around Iran, but it's global. 1% is made up of several other groups, and this group is the smallest subsect. I mean, the best way to describe it is kind of New Agey, but it's very old, but it's more mystic. And so that's the point that's been made, is this is like an offshoot, really kind of liberal Islam. And, you know, this is cheap property. It is pretty far away. And that's what they keep pointing out. Hey, this thing is two city blocks away. I mean, that's far away. And why are we worried about this when Elena Kagan is an anti-American globalist who's openly anti-free speech, anti-Second Amendment, and they're about to start World War III with Iran? I mean, we've got bigger fish to fry than obsessing over this. So it is much ado about nothing. And it's going to, if they're successful, hurt property rights and the First Amendment. But again, a lot of people think that Muslims did carry out 9/11, even though the official story is clearly a fable, was used as a pretext to invade those countries. And so they're taking it as a big slap in the face. So if Nancy Pelosi wants to ask who's hyping this, the mainstream media that loves to divide and conquer, I mean, Nancy Pelosi, when she issues race baiting or says if you don't like government-run health care, you're a racist, you know, she's invoking divide and conquer for political power. So she knows full well what some of the Republicans are doing. But you heard Ron Paul last hour. I mean, you know, he basically agrees with me about what's happening here.
Well, exactly. That's just sort of, I mean, all I had to say on that issue. But just wanted to throw that out there that, you know, it's definitely something staged because they're not really, it's a total distraction.
A tar baby. From the Depression, exactly. From the wars they're getting ready for everything that's happening. I appreciate your call. I mean, really, does this mosque matter? I mean, why aren't the Republicans, if they're so scared of Muslims, talking about reducing illegal and legal immigration? I mean, if that's supposedly the issue, that Muslims are so horrible, why not limit their numbers? See, no, they want more. So they can then have a bigger fight in this country. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Wisconsin. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First time I'm calling.
Welcome.
And hey, I tend to agree with you pretty much on this issue. I think given that we need a foothold or something to give us entry into wars in the Middle East.
Yeah, it's a way to reinvoke 9/11 and look, the Muslims are in our territory. Look, they're dissing us.
Right. It's, again, what you said. It's divide and conquer. It gives us a reason to be over there, and I think it's contrived to begin with. And then I guess my second point would be, yeah, I do believe that this is just a distraction issue. It's a non-issue. It's just a way to get people to choose a side and, you know, divide the American public. And I'd much rather preserve the Bill of Rights than to take a side on the issue.
Well said, my friend. I appreciate your call. Anything else? All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to hit on some economic news. Then our guest is coming on for about 20 minutes. Then I will continue with calls at the end of this hour, right through the third hour, interspersed with news. And speaking of illegal immigration, record numbers of Border Patrol are committing suicide. The Associated Press reported yesterday, I didn't even get to this. I got to dig it out of the stack. I should have gotten to it, that the Border Patrol is pulling out of many areas of Arizona, saying it's too dangerous. So Obama said he would legalize the illegals by executive fiat. They're doing it. And this is another act of treason. We'll be right back.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments, and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here. And I was just a little bit late getting back as I was looking at the gold numbers. Gold is up $5.70 from yesterday. It's up almost $50 in the last week. It's at $1,230.40, back up to the levels it was a few months ago. We've got a guest coming up to deal with the border situation and the police state with some key intel and some success he's had. in the next segment, and we'll continue with your calls. But I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson, the owner of the Genesis Communications Radio Network, on. He's also the owner of Midas Resources, and he's got the best deals in gold and silver out there. I challenge you, with these radio specials we're about to offer, to go try to find a lower price on sovereigns, on francs, and some of the other coins, the silver, the junk silver. Ted bought this when gold went down by $50, and he's not raising his price like everybody else does. He's selling it to you at the old price. So you cannot beat these deals. These only come up sometimes a few times a year, sometimes once a month. But we're going into the fall, and historically it's only going to go up, especially with all the dollar devaluation going on, all the monetization of debt. It's time to move out of paper. And this radio special, you can call, tell the brokers it's a radio special, and take advantage of it. Ted, give folks today's offer and tell us how long you can offer this, because I know you're getting a lot of calls and a lot of orders. When are you going to run out of the gold and silver you bought at the lower price?
Well, I mean, for starters, the market is turning back into a flash again, where people are starting to buy like crazy. I mean, June and July, things were deader than a doornail. You could hear a pin drop around here. But now, all of a sudden, it's just like somebody threw a spark back on the fire. Right now, that franc is at $265. That is the same price I offered it yesterday, and also back when gold was at $1,180 here just last week. And then the British sovereign was at $333.86. And like you say, Alex, I mean, I don't come up very often, but when the market is starting to heat up like this, we do need to talk about gold. Debt to GDP right now is going to exceed 93% this year. That means 93% of what we produce is going to be consumed by our debt. And that's just a number you can't keep on working with. And so we're going to see a devaluation of the currency due to the fact that the government's going to have to print money in order to cover obligations, because we're not producing enough to pay taxes to cover those obligations. So that's what's going to happen. That's what I predict for the future, and I know just about everybody else's too. But the franc's right now at 265. The British sovereign's right now at 333.86. The Walking Liberty halves at 975. All that stuff looks really good right now. And like you said, we're sitting here in August. September, October, November are always better months for gold and silver. It just happens to work out that way. June and July are always the soft time. And we're just coming out of that time where everything has softened up. Now we've seen $1,233 an ounce already as a high today. And it's not surprising to me that it's happening. It's happening like if, you know, you have a good, solid Swiss watch that never loses time. That's what the gold and silver market is doing right now. It's acting just like it normally does. We're about ready to head into the fall, and that's when the market does its best, and I expect it to be the same this year. With the Hindenburg thing that they're talking about last week, and the stock market having...
Yeah, the Hindenburg omen, in almost every case... you have a massive stock market plunge within 45 days of the Hindenburg omen.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's just one of those indicators that are out there. I was reading the Aiden Sisters this morning, another newsletter. I really like Bob Chapman's newsletter, too. I read that just earlier as well. That you get that free with that franc at $265. That's a $159 subscription. You can't hardly beat that. But I just need to tell people, if you've been thinking about gold, if you're invested in the stock market, have money in the bank, annuities, I mean, you name it. There's just a long list of investments that are going to get hurt when we have inflation here in the United States.
Well, Ted, I give people advice that I follow. Be self-sufficient. Second Amendment, storable foods, gold, silver. I've been buying gold since it was $260 an ounce 8 years ago, and I never sold, even when it hit its high, and it's testing that high again, because it's an emergency backup for my family and my operation. And whether it's one coin or 10 coins or 100 silver coins or one silver coin, no order is too small, no order is too big, except I know time and time again, when you buy when it's low and sell it when it's high at the low price, you run out, and you're saying your supplies won't last long, so people need to give Midas Resources a call. It's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and the brokers will be there into the evening. Ted, how long can you hold this deal?
Well, we're going to hold it till midnight tonight, and I'll see what the inventory looks like tomorrow, Alex.
So you are starting to get low, Ted.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's only so much I could buy back when the prices were low like that. So
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Talking to Pastor Stephen Anderson here in just a moment. Here are the headlines. Tempe pastor cleared in checkpoint confrontation. News 5. Pastor files civil suit against Border Patrol. That's out of My Fox Phoenix. Here's another one. Pastor acquitted Interstate 8 checkpoint incident. So we'll be discussing all of that with him in a moment from Arizona. But first, dealing with high treason by the federal government. And I've had members of Congress on, I've had sheriffs on who agree this is treason or borders on treason. It also violates the Ninth Amendment, as well as the 11th. The First Amendment they passed after the first 10 said foreign powers or corporations cannot induce the federal government to sue a state or individual on behalf of a foreign power or individual. And who does the federal government say they're suing on behalf of? The illegal aliens. The illegal aliens, ladies and gentlemen, that are turning Arizona into a police state. The crime is the highest in the country for kidnapping and carjacking now, even going past Los Angeles. The majority of people in the county jails in that area are illegal aliens. They can use any alias they want, operate however they want. And then meanwhile, we've caught the Border Patrol under federal orders harassing Hispanic, white, black, and Asian citizens who are clearly citizens. And they put these checkpoints 10 miles, 50 miles, 80 miles, under federal regulations, in some cases 100 miles, like in Vermont and other areas, where they search citizens and wave the illegals through. Pastor Anderson's driving through. They walk over and say, the dog alerted on drugs. He said, there was no dog. Bring it out. They said, no. Drug him out of his car, beat him up really bad on video, and then charged him. You got to love how they charge you with resisting them when they're beating you. And look, I know the Border Patrol have got some of the toughest jobs. I actually know some Border Patrol agents, and I mean to tell you, it's tough. They're outnumbered, outgunned. They're not allowed to, you know, have high-powered weapons to defend themselves. They're being killed. And I have some reports here dealing with this, where it's saying record suicides by Border Patrol agents. Border Patrol sees rise in suicides. Texas U.S. Border Patrol agents are killing themselves, same thing in Arizona, in greater numbers after nearly 4 years without one suicide. Records obtained by the Associated Press show that at least 15 agents have taken their own lives since February 2008, the largest spike in suicides the agency has seen in the last 20 years. It's unclear exactly why the men ended their lives, few left notes. The federal officials insist the deaths have nothing to do with the agency or its increased volatility on the U.S.-Mexican border. Yeah, it has nothing to do with that. Continuing here, and this is what's really serious. This is Cyber News Service. Arizona Sheriff, Border Patrol has retreated from parts of border because it's, quote, too dangerous. Sheriff Larry Denver of Cochise County, Arizona, one of the four Arizona counties contiguous with the U.S.-Mexican border, said Friday that the U.S. Border Patrol has pulled back from parts of the border and has neighboring counties because manning those areas has become too dangerous. And the feds, of course, a month ago put up signs saying, don't go into these areas for citizens, national parks, state parks, major highways. It's too dangerous. So this country is being conquered by the drug cartels and the Mexican troops. He says, and you frankly have Border Patrolmen, and I know this from talking to Border Patrol agents, who will not allow their agents to work on the border because it's too dangerous, Denver told CNS News in a videotaped interview. Now, what kind of message is that for crying out loud? And if you dare pull over a drunk driving illegal, and when they ask for the ID, they're illegal, you don't dare take them to jail. But citizens you can beat the hell out of, and nobody gets in trouble. Meanwhile, U.S. may sue Arizona Sheriff Arpaio for not cooperating in investigation. And they're also trying to sue him for enforcing immigration laws. And you can say what you want about Arpaio, but he is enforcing the law. The federal government is giving awards to 860-plus cities. When I saw Vicente Fox do it 5 years ago in Austin, it's in my mini-film. It's an expanded extra in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's called Battle for the Republic. It's an 18-minute, 17-minute film, where we show Vicente Fox giving awards to Wells Fargo, the city of Austin, and the state for accepting consular matricula cards that are as fake as something you get in a Cracker Jack box and not enforcing against illegals. When cops see a citizen, they're told, take the gloves off. When they see an illegal, get down on your knees, lick boots. So a federal investigation of controversial Arizona sheriff known for tough immigration enforcement has intensified in recent days, escalating the conflict between Obama administration and officials in the border state. Justice Department officials in Washington have issued a rare threat to sue Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio if he's not cooperate with their investigation of whether he discriminates against Hispanics. The civil rights inquiry is one of two that target the man who calls himself America's toughest sheriff. A federal grand jury in Phoenix is examining whether Arpaio has used his power to investigate and intimidate political opponents, whether his office misappropriated government money, sources say. So they're now persecuting local elected police, local elective sheriffs, he's not the only one, who are trying to defend this country from a lawless crime wave. Now, I want to go to our guest, Pastor Stephen Anderson. And again, here's the headline. Tempe pastor cleared in checkpoint confrontation, AP. A jury has acquitted Tempe pastor charged with failing to obey officers' instructions at a U.S. border checkpoint near Yuma. The jury also cleared Stephen Anderson of the Faithful Word Baptist Church of obstructing a highway during the April 2009 incident at the Interstate 8 checkpoint. They had him pulled off. Both charges are misdemeanors. A Border Patrol agent questioned Anderson about his citizenship, but he refused to answer, saying it was his constitutional right to remain silent. Yeah, you have to pull someone over for speeding, broken taillight, weaving, you have to have probable cause, which the Arizona law said. You have to have first contact for something else. You don't just stop all the traffic and demand to search vehicles. And they wanted to search his vehicle. It's all on video. We'll play some of that in the background for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers while he's talking. You can watch the full audio at InfoWars.com. And they drug him out and beat the living daylights out of him. So we now go to Pastor Stephen Anderson. Pastor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You got a lot more courage than most people. You stood up to them for your Fourth and Fifth Amendment. You wouldn't answer their questions after they tried to do the fake alert with the dog. Then you stood up, went to court, faced the music, won, and you're suing them. If more people did this, the Bill of Rights will be alive and well. Pastor Anderson, we appreciate you being a champion of liberty. Recap what happened in the whole saga and the latest developments.
Sure, I'll just quickly recap what happened. Basically, I pulled up to the checkpoint, and they're stopping every single person. And they asked me if I was a U.S. citizen. I just asked them if I was free to leave. They ended up coming up with, about a minute later, well, this dog alerted to your vehicle, and so we have to search you, therefore you can't leave. And there was a standoff for about an hour and 15 minutes of me just standing my ground.
And you pointed out that the dog did not alert on you.
I told them that that I did not believe that the dog alerted, and I asked them to bring the dog back out and show me or provide some evidence, which they refused to do. After an hour or so, the state police show up, tell me I'm under arrest. They asked for the dog to be brought out, too, because when I explained it to them, they thought that was pretty reasonable. The Border Patrol refused to bring the dog back out. They broke out my windows, tasered me, maliciously shoved my face in broken glass, and I had to go to the hospital, get 11 stitches, spend the night in jail for these two misdemeanor charges that they trumped up, which the jury found me not guilty of both. Now, an interesting thing that came out in the trial was that they brought in an expert witness that actually had taken part in the training of this particular dog, and he was an expert on both DPS and Border Patrol canines, and he stated that after watching the video that the dog did not alert, but that it was just on the verge of alerting or on the fringe, it was about to alert or thinking about alerting, but that an alert would have consisted of the dog sitting down by the vehicle. It never sat down.
Well, the Border Patrol, I want you to go over this some more. It has more, from what I've read, more professional dogs. They don't just give them biscuits every time they false alert as a pretext to search. But a lot of state police, a lot of local police are like Roscoe Pico trained. They get Flash out of the car. Flash gets a biscuit every time he alerts, and they just use it to search everybody's cars and get around the Fourth Amendment and probable cause. But the expert in the trial said that the dog from the video appeared to begin to think about alerting but didn't alert.
Exactly right, and that was the prosecutor's witness. We did not call any witnesses. All we did was cross-examine the state's witnesses, and their own witness explained that the dog was on the verge of alerting, but that it did not fully alert. It did not technically alert, which, of course, they said over and over, the dog alerted, the dog alerted. That was their pretext for searching me. And it turned out that that's why they didn't want to bring the dog back out, because, you know, they weren't confident that it was going to alert, because
by the way,
it had never alerted.
You're like Paul from the Bible. You don't just have a church. You're a construction company guy. You're a construction worker. So you told me previously you're driving through these all the time. They know you.
Well, I've driven through over 300 times. I'm not sure if they knew me or not, because I've never seen the same guy twice, because they cycle them through these checkpoints, and I've literally been through over 300 times. I'm not exaggerating, and yet I've never seen the same agent twice. So I don't really know whether they'd heard my reputation from YouTube or whatever, but, you know, I'm not really sure.
Do you think this was retribution that they were persecuting you, because you'd posted a whole bunch of YouTube videos of you arguing and saying no successfully previously, correct?
Right, and they did say to me while I was there in the Border Patrol trailer, after they'd beaten me and my face was bloodied up, they said, well, you didn't win this time. You're not going to put this on YouTube because we won this time. And they were kind of rubbing my nose in it, as it were. So,
well, let's talk about that, because, I mean, watching the video from their own surveillance camera, I see them swinging a baton, jumping on you. Some of it then happens behind the car. But, I mean, how long did they beat you? I mean, how specifically did they assault you with deadly weapons?
The main assault that did the most damage to me was that while I was being tasered for over 18 seconds, while that taser was paralyzing me and putting me in hellish pain, one of the Border Patrol agents, I believe it was Agent Spoonamore, according to the reports, grabbed my head and just shoved it into the broken glass shards that were still on the door frame. And I have some pictures to prove that, where you just see my door frame and there's just a ton of blood in the shape of my head in one spot.
Well, we've got the videos of you after it, cuts all over, blood all over your clothes. But I, watching the video, you know, after it cuts from your camera when they taser you, it
right.
cuts out. It appears one of them standing over you, swinging some type of a baton.
I don't know if they swung anything at me, but I know that after they put me on the ground, that one of them was stepping on my head with his boot, and you know, he called that, quote, controlling my head. So he had his foot on my head with what felt like all of his weight while I was being tasered.
Yeah, a lot of times, especially with this TSA people, not just here but in Canada, they will jump on the back of your neck with their knees, and the neck breaks, and then you get a dead man, a dead woman, and they say, oh, we don't know why they died. Their neck's broken. I mean, you know, these men and women need to understand that jumping on someone with your knee can kill them.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm just thankful to God that I'm alive and that I made it through the whole thing with, you know, the damage that I did instead of worse. But another interesting thing that came out in the trial was that, you know, these guys were put on the stand and they kept lying on the stand, and then we showed the jury the video proving that they were lying, and I was just thinking to myself, if I didn't have this video, I would have been found guilty, because the video was the only way we could prove that the testimony that they were giving was lies. The video showed what really happened. And, for example, the reason that I was cleared of resisting an order is because the police never told me to move my car to secondary. But he got on the witness stand and kept saying, I told him to move his car. I told him to move his car. And in reality, he never did, and the video proved that. So you have to take a video camera everywhere you go, apparently, these days, because they'll just get up and lie and
Well, that brings up the next issue. 12 states are misapplying the wiretapping law. For those that don't know, wiretapping is going up to somebody's house, jacking into their phone, videotaping somebody through their windows. But when you're in public, there's no perception of privacy. That's how they put up cameras on poles, videotaping us. Now, that's an issue. The citizens supposedly run the government, so we can decide to remove those. But that's how they claim they can put up microphones and cameras on, you know, street corners. But now they're charging people all over the nation for videotaping police from hundreds of yards away when they shoot somebody in the back, when they beat up a college kid for no reason. Because in every case, you go look at the police report, it'll lie about the victim. And then they charge you, and so they're really scared of video cameras being used and turned back against them.
Absolutely, and it's the most powerful tool to expose the truth, because there were literally about three or four different things in the trial that were just blatantly contradicted by the video. You know, what they were saying did not line up with the video. One of the interesting things, too, was it was a two-day jury trial, and on the second day of the trial, one of the jurors showed up wearing a pro-America T-shirt with a flag on it. That's when I knew I was going to be declared not guilty, because these jurors understood what I was doing, and one of them even thanked me as I was walking out of the courtroom and said, thank you for standing up for our constitutional rights, because if we give the government an inch, they're going to take a mile, and so thank you for drawing that line in the sand. So this small-town jury from Welton, Arizona, believed in what I was doing, and they've, you know, and keep in mind, Alex, this small town, Welton, where the jurors were pulled from, is right near the border. I mean, we're talking, you know, I don't know exactly, but it's very close to the border. It's a lot closer to the border than the checkpoint is. And through these checkpoints, and they live right near the border, and yet they said they don't like the checkpoints. They said that it's out of control and that they, as U.S. citizens, get harassed. And they believed in what I was doing.
And that's the power of jury nullification and grand jury nullification. We elect the sheriff. We elect the mayor. We elect the legislature. And we decide the facts and the law. And they've tried to brainwash juries that that's not the case. We don't just vote at the voting booth. We vote at the grand juries and at the juries. And we vote when we demonstrate. And we vote when we say no. And we are the government. This is our republic, our country, and I've been specific. I am against randomly pulling over people to ask if they're citizens. That is evil and will be used against citizens. And what's your view on the Arizona law? Because the way I read it, it said somebody looks like they're drunk driving, somebody's speeding, we pull them over. If they're an illegal, then we take them in. The media spun this as a civil rights issue, but I want to make sure that everybody is given due process.
Well, my personal view on the SB 1070, I'm against it because I think it further breaks down the separation of power, though, between local and federal law enforcement. Basically, you know, you're getting pulled over for a traffic ticket. They're calling the feds and just checking whether you're a U.S. citizen. You know, that's getting entered into some kind of a database.
But they already, when they pull you over, and I'm against it, they run right. Everybody through a database.
I know, but the way I see it, though, just because they're already doing it, it's still a police state, you know. And I see what you're saying, that the law is maybe really nothing new, but at the same time...
No. I mean, I want to be clear. I'm not saying there's a... My issue is they're getting rid of all the rights for citizens and then adding extra rights to illegals because it's part of the globalist overall program. Stay with us.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention to all U.S. drivers who own a vehicle that has less than 130,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to our country's economic crisis and auto repair costs on the rise, if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles, as of today, you could be one of the millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle covered under United Repair Plans and have 100% of your future covered auto repair bills paid for you. This low-cost vehicle service contract has been established under United Repair Plans and is now available to the general public in order to save drivers thousands of dollars on auto repairs during our country's recession. If you own a vehicle with less than 130,000 miles, you may now call to see if your vehicle qualifies and for a free 5-minute quote. Number to call is 800-809-4491. 800-809-4491. Again, that's 800-809-4491.
Masses of vital news in the next hour and your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on any issue, the economy, the Iran situation, health news, police state news, the Ground Zero Mosque, all of it, 800-259-9231. We'll be taking your phone calls, but I wanted to give Pastor Stephen Anderson a chance to finish up any points he wanted to make. But I had one more question, Pastor, and that's this. How is your civil suit going against them, and who are you suing specifically?
Well, I'm pretty much suing everyone involved, the United States of America, the Department of Homeland Security, the Border Patrol, the state of Arizona, the DPS, which is the state police, and then all the individual agents and police officers involved. And we're suing on five different counts. One of them is, of course, the 1983 statute about deprivation of constitutional rights. We're suing them for assault and battery, wrongful arrest and imprisonment, negligence and or gross negligence, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. So those are the five counts, and the lawsuit's been filed. I think it's just a really slow process, so I don't really know how long it's going to take, but I think it just kind of takes forever.
Well, that strengthens your case, for those that aren't aware of that, that you've now been found not guilty.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I still had a case, even if I would have been found guilty of these traffic charges, but either way, it definitely strengthens the wrongful arrest and imprisonment when I was declared by a jury of my peers to be not guilty. So I've been cleared of all wrongdoing, and it's a final decision. And so now, you know, we can go after them because I need to recover some of my losses, and we need to set a precedent here that they are going to have consequences if they just beat and taser an innocent person just because they're emotional about some of the things that I said to them or past videos that I've made on YouTube.
Well, they've got this Homeland Security zone for 3 years, 100 miles in, and in some cases, 100 miles in, they're searching people. They leave the illegals alone but harass citizens. So I think the point that some Arizonans who are against the open borders but for the Fourth Amendment have made, that the bill will be used against them and not against the illegals. And I think that is a good point that's been made overall, and I think Judge Andrew Napolitano has made that point as well. Pastor Stephen Anderson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
We appreciate you. Now, I'm going to start the third hour here in a moment, and we're going to get into your calls first, but then I'm going to also get into Google is being now getting into criminal trouble in Spain and Italy and others for surveilling people without warrants, as they should get in trouble for it here. We've got a video coming out tomorrow for PrisonPlanet.tv members, a 15-minute breakdown of all this. Today, we posted the Jesse Ventura interview. It's premiering at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's been up for about an hour in three different formats for folks. Jesse Ventura talks about Homeland Security, Gestapo, Hollywood secrets, and more. When he was here interviewing me on Thursday while we were out driving around doing investigations into FEMA camps and things, we didn't get into that in the interview. That's for the TV show. But we got into a host of other issues. I think this is one of our best interviews with Governor Jesse Ventura. Great job to Aaron Dykes shooting the video, even though we were driving around in Westlake on bumpy roads and adding documents and video clips. Aaron just is like becoming a more and more amazing video editor every single day. My entire crew are just wonderful folks as well. But Aaron is one of the tireless folks we've got up here. We commend Aaron for shooting the video and editing it. So Jesse Ventura talks about Homeland Security, Gestapo, Hollywood, secrets, and more. And also up on PrisonPlanet.tv, 2 days ago, we got contacted about 3 weeks ago when we had to encode it and upload it in different formats by the amazing maker of United We Fall, dealing with the North American Union. He got interviews with the head CFR, Robert Pastor, who wrote the globalist plan with other major world leaders in Canada, admitting the plan for world government. This full-length film is as good as anything we put together. I mean, it's top-notch. It's available for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, 15 cents a day.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.